This is another big time celebration with Epiphany. I'll give through a couple notes quick, and then I want to focus on a song. This year of Epiphany. Of course, the first is the manifestation of Epiphany itself, with the star, the light of Jesus Christ, who is found by the Magi or the kings. Really, the moment of history where the Gentiles, anybody that were not Jewish, were being welcomed to this little baby of the star and the light, and again, the manifestation. And then we hear about the three gifts that the Magi gave to their king. So I want to preach about one of my favorite songs that many of you have heard, and we'll hear pretty much right after we do the creed and the intercessions as we prepare for the altar. And I asked our musicians to do the whole song. It's a little longer because there's actually five verses. And I know myself, I actually read through the whole verses myself, because typically what you might see, you know, the first verse or the second. But the song, of course, is We Three Kings. And the song itself, it was written in the 19th century. And it's unbelievable to watch, and when we hear the words, but then when we know the verses, which I didn't, and it was like, man, this is deep stuff, deep theology, a deep belief in Jesus Christ as a son, and the Epiphany, and the King's Magi. So obviously the one we know the best, I think, is the refrain that please sing loud when they play it. But O star of wonder, star of light, star with royal beauty bright, westward leading, still proceeding, guide us to thy perfect light. And that's what Epiphany is about. That's why I heard earlier this during Advent or Christmas, people were asking about, oh, do we get to hear We Three Kings? And this is pretty much the only day of the year we sing it. It's one of the best in my heart. One of the best songs we have and that we sing. And so the first verse is, We three kings of Orient are coming from the east to the west, meaning all the Gentiles that they're recognizing and leading to Jesus. Bearing gifts, we traverse a fir, field and fountain, moor and mountain, following yonder star. And I remember I couldn't have said the words myself as I memorized them, but when I read them, I'm like, yeah, that makes sense. I've sang that one. I remember that one. And yeah, they travel to the king using the star. And then we have these unbelievable verses about the real story of Jesus Christ. Because sometimes we think, and like this, the manger, which is awesome. And that's why we have the kings. The beauty of Christmas itself and why Epiphany comes in to show him to the whole world. And the story continues after Christmas, obviously, to Easter. So let's listen to the second verse. Born a king on Bethlehem's plain, gold I bring to crown him again. King forever, ceasing never, over us all to reign. Meaning, he's giving everything he has with his treasure. And I know I've preached many times and written in our bulletin or on Facebook, what is one of our goals is our stewardship of our time and our talent. And here is where we see the king give his treasure. And that's what we're supposed to do. And it's the beginning of the year, so that's one good goal you could have. What is my treasure? What is my time, my talent, my treasure? Like this king, this magi, to give to Jesus Christ as a baby. And then we go back to the refrain. Then we go to the third verse. Frankincense to offer have I. Incense owns a deity nigh. And right there, he knows that's not just a baby, that's God and a baby. Prayer and praising, voices raising, worshiping God on high. the song is showing that these people, these three kings, Magi, came for thousands of miles away and recognized that this is not just a human here. This is not just a king here. This is God here. That's why it's so deep in the verses themselves. Of course, we have the incense to worship this child who is also God. Then the fourth. Myrrh is mine, its bitter perfume breathes a life of gathering gloom, sorrowing, sighing, bleeding, dying, sealed in the stone-cold tomb. And that's where it's like, man, that's the music and just the beauty of writing and singing about the first story that we know of is the Christmas season, and then it's Lent, and then it's Easter. That this king is not just a baby, but he grows up to be a man. We know he proclaims the good news, the miracles, giving food to the poor, to allow those that were blind to see, and to the deaf to hear. And that's what happens. That is the end of Lent, coming into the 3 days of the Easter vigil. And finally, the last fifth verse. Glorious now, behold him arise, King and God and sacrifice. Alleluia, alleluia. Sounds through the earth and skies. This whole song is about the very beginning of the manger, the kings bringing their gifts, and then what continues for our belief in Jesus Christ. So the big picture is what Jesus did when he came on the earth. What he did as a baby. There's many years we don't know. And he comes again as an adult to save our lives as our king, with that treasure, with that frankincense, with that myrrh, to show his salvation for every one of us.